This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Budget 2020 podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Gaurav Chaudhary, Deputy Executive Editor of Money Control. And we are going to be discussing about what are the big expectations that D-Street or markets have from the upcoming Budget 2020. Thanks a lot, Gaurav, for joining in. Well, the stock markets have actually clocked in fresh record highs in the last few days, riding on the optimism around budget announcements. So are you looking forward to any big bang announcements in the Budget 2020? With respect to markets?
Well, so far as markets are concerned, I think the good news will be if there are no bad news or shocks in the market.
Right.
That is something that the markets are clearly not expecting, like the one that they did in the when the full budget was presented in July.
Right.
Most of which were rolled back later. But there's a lot of expectations that the government is likely to extend the timeline for the long-term capital gains tax on equity from the current 12 months to 24 months. Currently, long-term capital gains tax is of 20% is paid by domestic investors if they hold the equity for 12 months, and 10% is charged to non-residents if they hold equity for 12 months. There is also talk about that the government is likely to change the applicability of dividend distribution tax.
Right.
It might change the law of DDT by shifting the tax liability from the dividend issuer to the receiver. Importantly, however, the government is also talking about this talk that the government might do away with capital gains on selling of property.
Mm.
Currently, one has to pay 30% capital gains on the sale of property if the property holder doesn't reinvest it back in property within 3 years.
All right. Now, Gaurav, our stock markets have always been quite sensitive to foreign inflows. And in 2019 alone, what we've seen is that foreign investors have pumped in about 1 trillion rupees into the Indian equities. But just like how you also pointed out that we saw how the FII surcharge introduced in the last budget had to be really rolled back as FIIs had just began sell-off in the Indian equities. So is there anything that we can expect to ensure that foreign flows increase from here on?
Yes, indeed. And if LTCG is actually done away with, or you know, it's extended to 2 years, that is going to be a big boost to the market. For foreign portfolio investors, as I said before, foreign portfolio investors would like consistency policy, and what they don't expect is shocks. And so if there are no shocks, if there are no surprises on the negative side,
yeah,
and if the policy remains consistent, one of the proximate reasons of attracting foreign investment into any country is consistency in policy.
Yeah.
And if the finance minister is able to demonstrate that consistency or the intent to remain consistent, so far as foreign investment are concerned, I think that's going to be a big sentiment booster for FII inflows into India.
All right. Now, the big number that all of us watch out for in every budget, the government is also likely to breach this time around the fiscal deficit target on the back of increased expenditures, especially the announcement of the corporate tax rate cut that it did a few months ago. So how much of a slippage do you think markets will be okay with, if at all we see a fiscal deficit target slippage? And what kind of figure are you going with?
So that's a very difficult figure to hazard at this point in time. At this point in time, it looks that the government is clearly going to breach the fiscal deficit target set for 1920 when it presented the budget in July. But that said, there are still 2 months away. The government might still make up for a bit of the revenue shortfall through disinvestment, which again, it has set a very steep target of 1 lakh crore.
Right.
To what extent it will be able to achieve 1 lakh crore remains a challenge. But what I expect is that the government is in the medium-term fiscal policy and the fiscal policy framework, which comes along with the budget, the government is this time going to probably also include some commentary on what are called off-balance sheet borrowing, which are those which are not included in the budget, which are not included in the central budget, so which do not reflect in the headline fiscal deficit numbers which are expressed as a percentage of GDP. Say, for instance, what is in this combined fiscal deficit, including states, that's quite high.
Mm.
And also there are off-budget borrowing that take place. Say, for instance, borrowing is made by the Food Corporation of India to buy food grains, subsidized, which are later subsidized to consumers, is also borrowing in the technical sense of the term. What about the borrowing levels of central PSU? So all of this probably could be consolidated in the commentary that will come accompanying with the budget. That is something from a pure fiscal and public policy point of view and public finance presentation point of view, that's going to be a big plus.
All right. And lastly, Gaurav, which are the sectors, according to you, that will hog the limelight in the upcoming budget?
Clearly, if the focus is on infrastructure, I expect the intermediate industries like cement and steel to be among the hot sectors that will be tracked by anybody who is interested in Indian markets. There'll be a lot of interest also in consumer goods because this budget is expected to boost consumer demand. The government has already addressed to a very large extent the supply side of the problem by reducing corporate income tax. So if individual income tax rates are reduced or rigid, which leaves more money in the hands of people, that's going to boost consumption. And that eventually is going to have a lot of impact on consumer goods sales. That is something that will be tracked closely by people who have investments in Indian equities.
All right. Thanks a lot, Gangaur, for sharing all that insight. Whole lot of things to watch out for in the perspective of markets in the upcoming budget 2020. Many thanks for listening to this podcast.